Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, July 18th, 2025. We woke up to the news yesterday that in the wee hours of the morning between Wednesday night and Thursday, Congress had taken one further step toward passage of the Rescissions Act, which would claw back, as they say, funding that had already been approved by a previous Congress for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, among other programs. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting is one of the funders of WERU, so we're checking in today with Matt Murphy, the station manager, to find out how that will impact the station and the community.
Yeah, so Thursday in the middle of the night, early wee hours of the morning, the Senate voted to rescind funding for foreign aid and also funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which totaled to $1.1 billion. For WERU, this means a loss of about 25% of our annual budget, which for this year, 2025, means we now have a hole of $125,000 be made up by the end of the year. We were expecting in the form of a Corporation for Public Broadcasting grant payment.
And just to be clear, this is money that was already approved by the last Congress, and not satisfied with just trying to change the budget moving forward, they're taking the money that was already promised to the different programs that are included in this, including Corporation for Public Broadcasting and some public aid programs, right? So this is money that was already promised.
Right. This was already appropriated by the last Congress for this year and for next year. And so between this year and next year, it's something in the range of just under $300,000 in federal funding that won't come to WERU and to many other, obviously many other public and community stations around the country. And the funding for beyond next year will be decided in the fall in appropriations process in the Congress. So this is just for this year and next year, what happened Thursday early morning hours. And now it goes to the House for a Thursday vote and then on to the president's desk for signing on as soon as the House is done with it. And we expect the House to pass it to go through.
They do. Okay. I was wondering, because a lot of them are ticked off now about the Epstein situation. And so there's a lot of backlash against Trump. So I wondered if some people might hold out on signing off on any more legislation until he releases those files.
Yeah, we'll see. It's happening today, Thursday, in the House. So they had already voted to make the cuts last week. So I'm not particularly hopeful that there's going to be a change, but yeah, who knows?
So by the time people are hearing this, they may know more about the situation in terms of what happened in the next step than we do right now as we're talking on Thursday. Do we have a sense of what the impact will be for the station? How much money we have to raise to make up for that gap, or what we'll have to cut?
We'll need to, for this year, make up $125,000, and for next year, $165,000 plus whatever it costs for our music licensing and royalties, because the music system, the licensing and royalty system, was something that was administered and paid for by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So we don't know what that means. There's people on the national level working on that to see if there's another agency that could take on the administration, but certainly the costs are expecting to come on the stations, on the local stations. So we'll have to try to raise the money to make up for the loss. We'll have to raise that money locally through our conventional methods of our listener support, both large and small donations. And then we'll also have to make some assessments as to, for next year, what we actually think we can raise. So it's going to be a combination of trying to raise more money and, if need be, unfortunately, having to make cuts. We have a membership drive August 2nd through the 9th, and that will be really important for us to have a big drive. So thanks in advance to anyone who can help out with pitching in and making a donation during then. People can make donations now by going to weru.org. Whatever it takes, we'll keep the station going. People can rest assured of that.
That was WERU General Manager Matt Murphy. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you on Monday.